It was really amazing because not always are, college performances, but Eric had, which you can see in these reviews, at that time had a name, acquired a name here, And so all these people came to the performance. Of course, they did not always know how to look at this. They were trying to categorize it, which is possible, which isn't possible. I mean, it wasn't like Stravinsky, and it wasn't like Richard Strauss, and that gave them problems. Because they thought it had to be one or the other.
There's one criticism I remember distinctly, and I thought was unjustified, was that the happy numbers were marvelous, but somehow when he got to the quartet, which was really where the new Eric had shown through years before, said this was far too serious for the business at hand, and yet this was really perhaps the most significant number of the opera.
Yeah, and you see the book by Büchner had the same quality. It was a mixture of spoofing and these very philosophical and deep moments.
Right.
Appeared in a true poem, of course.
In the same year, now maybe was it a reaction to the strain he'd been under, Eric composes a piece simply called the Tenor Psalm. It's really a composite from two psalm texts. It's a large-scale work for tenor soloist and a male chorus. This is unusually dissonant for Eric. What was going through his mind?
Well, I told you that the doctor had said that he should have his heart examined, and so we did. And then the verdict was that he had heart disease. I really didn't take it too seriously, but he was terrifically shocked because his brother had died of a heart attack, you see, just a few years passed. And so he was so shocked that he became actually sick, he was deeply in a deep melancholic state. For a while he didn't want to compose at all. And he was a little bit like he had been in Vienna, where he was just crying and just lying there, and he couldn't face death, slowly but surely we had then a friend who was a doctor, and he told him that you cannot believe in cardiograms, and he said that his old professor had said about cardiograms, Zackenschwindel, Zacken are these kind of things that the cardiograms do. And so slowly he recovered from this and forgot the whole thing. And then the mood and the shock of the thing is expressed in this.
And here again is a major composition that was not performed in his lifetime, was it?
No, that wasn't performed at all.
But it suggests that perhaps he's still evolving and still searching for new dimensions of harmonic expression, because there are some tremendously dissonant passages in this work, and yet there's a tremendous power.
I have never
power.
Heard it, only when Eric played it, and then it seemed very characteristic of his style to me. I didn't notice it so much that it was more dissonant than other things.
That's